I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's back to the negotiating table for the more than 190 countries that are trying to stem climate change. Representatives are meeting for the next 2 weeks in Cancun, Mexico, but expectations are low. While the delegates debate, greenhouse gas emissions continue to grow. China is now the world's largest emitter of them. Much of the fault lies in China's dependence on the dirtiest of fossil fuels, coal. This week, the world's Mary Kay Magstad examines the consequences of China's reliance on coal power. Here's part one of her series.
Zhong Guangwei is 37 years old, and the odds are against him reaching 40. He's a former coal miner in Shanxi province, suffering from black lung disease. He's had it for about 3 years. It usually kills within six. Zhong says, I'm from a farming village. A man came and told us we could make a lot of money working in a small mine here in Datong. They gave me a hard hat, but no mask. And the ventilation was so bad and the dust so thick, we couldn't see 5 feet ahead of us. Zhong now huddles in a blanket in a Spartan whitewashed room he shares with his wife and two of his children. The room is heated by a small coal stove. Such stoves are typical here. They cause plenty of lung disease all by themselves, and this one doesn't help Zhong's cough. Zhong's wife, Wang Xiaoxia, remembers when the cough started, when her husband would come home from work looking like a stranger.
His face was covered with dust. We couldn't recognize him.
After just 10 months in the mine, Zhong had to quit. His lung disease was already too advanced to treat. The story is repeated thousands of times every year in China, and it's just a tiny sliver of the price that China pays for getting 70% of its energy from coal. China is the world's biggest producer and consumer of coal. The fuel has powered the country's unprecedented recent growth, but it's literally killing thousands of Chinese each year. At a mine in Datong, black rocks tumble down a metal chute to a truck poised to inject more fuel into China's ravenous economy. It's a common scene around the country. What's also common is a scourge of coal mining accidents, along with the thousands of deaths from black lung disease. About 1,600 Chinese coal miners died in accidents last year. That's down from an official toll of some 5,000 5 years ago, but still way above the number anywhere else in the world. And the Chinese government is concerned. Earlier this autumn, senior Chinese official Zhang Guobao told a coal industry conference in Beijing that he wasn't just going to speak of the achievements of China's coal industry. He said, when we still see dozens of people dying in a single coal mine accident, our achievements look so weak. Zhang is vice chair of the government's policy formulating body, the National Development and Reform Commission. He told the conference that a change is needed for the country's environment as well as for its miners. He said, we should conserve coal and consume it efficiently. We need to protect the ecology of mining areas. Shepherd Zhang Wan Li has seen the ecological cost of coal mining in his village. Small illegal mines here have caused the ground to crater and shift. Houses are cracked and crumbling. Zhang and generations of his family grew up here, but now most villagers have left.
The coal mining ruined the whole village. There are cracks in the mountain, and we are afraid the mudslides and landslides will engulf the whole village.
Zhang says the mines have also destroyed the local water supply. The Chinese government has begun cracking down on shoddy and unsafe coal mining practices and closing down many of the more dangerous small mines. But the costs of mining continue to mount, and the costs of using coal here are far greater still. Forget for a moment about carbon dioxide emissions and the impact of burning all that coal on the global climate. Think instead about the effect on human health. Air pollution is rampant in China, and much of it comes from burning coal. The World Bank has estimated that some 700,000 Chinese die prematurely each year due to causes related to pollution. Of course, not all of these are linked to coal, but as China's air pollution has worsened, some doctors have seen a shift of disease patterns. Dr. Wang Guangfa is head of pulmonary medicine at a Peking University hospital. He says chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a condition most commonly linked to smoking, no longer tops the list.
Right now, I think more and more people died from lung cancer. In our ward, we have one third patient with lung cancer admitted to the ward.
And, Dr. Wang says, many of his lung cancer patients don't smoke. Air pollution has also been linked to a rising rate of birth defects here. The Chinese government says birth defects rose 40% between 2001 and 2006. And a study by Nanjing University has linked the most common birth defect in one of China's most affluent provinces, Jiangsu, with air pollution. All that smog may also be changing China's weather. In this village in Shouxian, in northern Anhui province, 40-year-old Liu Yong says rain patterns have changed. He says, when I was in school, it would drizzle for a week at a time. But now when it rains, it comes down heavy and fast. A recent study backs up Liu's observation. Chinese atmospheric scientist Qian Yun analyzed how a near-permanent cloud of smog from coal smoke and other sources has affected the light rains needed to keep soil moist.
We found that in past 50 years, the light rain in China significantly reduced. And not only the long-term trend, but also we found that within one day, the rain time actually delayed a couple of hours.
The concern is that in the long run, smog from coal and other sources will reduce harvests, further impoverish farmers, and perhaps affect China's food supply. Coal is even affecting China's history. One of China's most ancient sites is a series of 5th and 6th century grottos in the northern province of Shanxi. The region is a center for coal mining, and tour guides with megaphones point out how the region's heavy air pollution has worn away at the grotto's exquisitely carved Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In the center of Datong, on a sooty Saturday night, the air is so thick with coal dust that it's almost impossible to see the ancient drum tower 100 yards away. The soot sticks in my throat. It leaves a film on the sidewalks. I ask 73-year-old Zhao Xi how he stands it. He says, it's actually better than it used to be. When I was young, I couldn't even see the sky. China's kind of like that, on a larger scale. Its coal-fired power plants are cleaner and more efficient than they used to be, but there are ever more of them, because coal is relatively cheap and plentiful in China. China's leaders know they have a big problem, but they don't want anything to get in the way of economic growth. So they're looking for ways to cut the high environmental and health costs of coal. The trick is getting the balance right and fast, before both China and the world face a higher cost than anyone's willing to pay. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Datong, China.